Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Let me ask, did a good coffee friend share a bag with you this Christmas? Or did you buy a special bag, a Christmas blend to enjoy this season? Sit with me now, slow down for just a very few minutes, and share this time with me as we look at Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. Here we are, the Wednesday after Christmas 2022. In this frantic world, maybe not all, but many of us have moved on to the new year. Many will be planning another gathering to celebrate the arrival of 2023. Some will be relieved 2022 is over and others are reluctant to go forward. But for those that are football fans, especially dogs fans, the 31st of December is big time anticipated, and for Georgia Bulldogs, a run for the national championship again. At Costco, a favorite store, there have been Georgia clothing items of all sorts available in anticipation of the weekend's events. George gave my brother-in-law one of the clothing items for Christmas, and John said, surprisingly, that he didn't have this one yet. For someone who has a whole wall filled with Bulldog memorabilia, that's saying something. Oh, the excitement this three-hour game will generate. But only if you are a Georgia Bulldog or just an intense football fan. Foes will be cheering for Bennett and expecting perfect passes thrown to receivers. They are committed to wave red pom-poms as the Dogs move down the field and exclaim amazement the next great play or tackle. They will shout for joy when the Dogs score and successfully kick another field goal. I wonder what the reaction was of the crowds that followed Jesus. Think about it. Saw His miracles and heard His freeing message. Did they just quietly, respectfully walk away when He finished? What would have been the cultural behavior for such a miracle as the driving out of a demon in Luke 11:14, where the crowd is described as amazed? Or Luke 12:1, when a crowd of many thousands gathered, and there were so many, they were trampling on one another. How about 13, verses 12 through 17? While teaching in one of the synagogues, Jesus saw a woman bent over who could not straighten up. He placed His hands on her, and she immediately straightened, and the people were delighted with all the wonderful things He was doing. Luke describes Jesus' entry into Jerusalem in chapter 19, 26 through 37. Verse 36, as He went along, people spread their cloaks on the road, and when He came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. There are many and many more examples of the crowds and their excitement and amazement over Jesus' ministry and power reported in the Gospels. It is clear from the descriptions of the crowds that they were not meek and quiet, but instead excited, amazed, joyful, and praised God in loud voices. Knowing full well the church, the synagogue, the Pharisees, and the Roman government were not pleased with Jesus or any part of His ministry. But fear seemed to leave the crowds when Jesus spoke. What events in your life generate such excitement? Are there any events in our spiritual lives that will cause thousands of folks to yell, scream, hug strangers, or ride around in cars with streamers of red and black, or praise God in loud voices? I admit I have never praised God joyfully out loud. I wonder why not. How is it we are so quick to yell, praise the success of our team joyfully and very, very loudly, yet typically pretty quiet in our joy concerning God's working in our lives? I am not suggesting we should make a practice of yelling in church or on street corners, although I know some groups are comfortable with openly praising God during worship. The point I'm trying to make is, we are quick to let others know our devotion, excitement about the success of our favorite teams, but not so much for the success of the Lord's ministry. As for myself, I am reluctant to share my gratefulness for God's workings in my life unless there's a good chance my words will fall on willing ears. Is our faith, our relationship with the Lord, as strong, as powerful, as exciting, amazing as our commitment to the dogs, the tigers, Buzz, Big Al, or Brutus Buckeye? Just a thought. Something to think about as we knock on the door of a new year in our lives. Let us pray. Precious Lord, thank you for another year to come and the one that is past. You have walked with us throughout and carried us when we didn't have the strength. Above all else, we are grateful for your constant watch over us. Help us to be willing to share your working in our lives to others who need to hear. Help us listen to your prompting when you bring us to a moment, a person to share. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours, and a happy new year.